of Dr. Suzerik Tinning on Daniel Ryan. That's D, D as in David, D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel. Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Ryan. Date of birth is 6-8-68. Next chief complaint is history of shortness of breath since over 1 year. Next, test present illness. This is a 57-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity since the past 1 to 2 years. Also has some tightness in his chest and dizziness. And was seen at the emergency room on 4/10/26. The patient underwent a chest X-ray, which was normal, and labs which showed no significant abnormalities, and the respiratory panel was negative. Hemoglobin was 16.6, WBC 8.5, and the BUN was 11 with a creatinine 0.6 and a blood sugar of 103. Liver profile was normal, as well as electrolytes, period. The patient was advised to follow up with pulmonology, period. The patient has a history of smoking for over 40 years. Up until now, period. Next paragraph, past history includes history of cholecystectomy and history of fracture of T11. Denies any history of asthma as a child, period. No hypertension, period. Next, allergies to penicillin, opioids, and Levaquin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years. And has quit occasionally. Alcohol use none at this time. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer and asbestos exposure. Father also has had a history of asbestosis. Next paragraph, review of systems. So patient denies weight loss, but has some fatigue and shortness of breath and wheezing. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, no black stools. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, no dizziness, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. He has occasional chest pains and jaw pain and palpitations and anxiety attacks. He has no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And no cataracts or glaucoma. Next, physical med list, none. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 122/70. Pulse, 80. Respirations, 18. Temperature, 97.2. Weight is 186. Saturation, 98. HEND anomalous pupils are reactive. Nasal mucosa injected, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest and no crackles. Heart symptoms are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes on one plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one, dyspnea with probable underlying COPD. Number two is nicotine dependency. Number three, chest pain. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level TSH and get a pulmonary function study. A CT chest was ordered without contrast, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately. Can you please mention CT chest with contrast, and a follow-up visit arranged in approximately. Four weeks. He was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, two puffs QIDP-RN. Thank you, Dr. Souza.